we're going to do something serious now.
Oh, are we?
Have you seen that?
Hang on. All right, go.
She's got a serious face on, listeners. Have you seen the ad on telly just started last night, the anti-marriage equality ad?
No, I didn't, darling, because I sat on my remote control.
Your telly was going nuts, yeah. Sticking with anything.
No, what? Tell me, what was it?
Well, the Coalition for Marriages...
What? Is that a thing?
The Coalition for Marriages. Oh, yes, there's a Coalition for Marriage. Mm. It had this TV ad and... Well, it seems to be drawing a bit of a long bow because nobody can really argue against it, can they, marriage equality?
Not really.
So what they've done is they claim that in countries which have legalised same-sex marriage, mm-hmm. parents have lost their rights to choose.
Choose what?
Well, they don't get too specific on that. But it features an...
What is it? They've lost their rights to choose, full stop.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, not right. Choose, dot, dot, dot. Hmm. It features an unidentified woman who says her son was told he could wear a dress to school. Oh, no, that's terrible.
Oh, my gosh. People wear kilts. Men wear kilts. What's the diff?
I don't know. Anyway, it's been uploaded to YouTube and was authorised by this woman, yes. This fool, Sophie York of the Marriage Alliance. But it doesn't directly address the question of whether same-sex couples should be able to marry. Like, it's actually...
I'm a little confused. What does this have to do with marriage equality? So is this something that the kids are being said in...
In safe schools type thing.
Right, okay. You know? So like a sex education thing.
Yes.
If you will.
If you will, yeah. So they're talking about sort of gay stuff in schools, and so this is terrible, you know.
But they've been talking about gay stuff in schools for ages. Remember when you were younger and people go, that's so gay? It's been happening for years.
Yeah. How was your sex education at school?
I have a vague recollection of being told about sexually transmitted diseases.
Oh, gosh. That's what it was about. Don't have sex because you'll get VD.
Yeah, but not actual sex.
What do you mean?
Well, not they weren't telling us about sex. It was more about what can happen to you.
The dangers of sex. Mm. Not put this in here, wiggle it around a little bit. Or,
and see what happens.
Yeah.
Like, because you know you hear those stories about people who had the banana and the condom.
Yeah.
Oh, was that, maybe that was home sex education.
Right.
Didn't get that either.
I didn't get that. All I got was my mum telling me when I was 16, if you have to do it, you know, and I think she said it as if she had a nasty smell under her nose.
Yeah.
If you have to do it, be careful.
Really?
That was some of my sex education.
Well, I remember us being in a big auditorium.
Oh, embarrassing.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't in high school either. It must have been like in the junior school.
Oh.
So that's what they do. They terrify you.
Yeah.
They scare the shit out of you with the gonorrhea and the VD.
Mm-hmm.
So you never want to do anything.
Well, I didn't after my mum said that. I just thought, God, do I have to do it? Is it compulsory?
Is it illegal if
no,
I do?
No, I didn't have to take that subject at school.
No,
I didn't take sex. I did chemistry.
Did you?
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Very, very, very close.
Very similar.
Anyway, vote yes. That's all we're saying here. Is it all right to finish there, Greta?
It's exactly 8:00. You're on the G-Spot with Gillian and Claire. I'm Greta, taking a look at the news. Love is the primary gospel value. Elite Catholic schools defy church leadership on same-sex marriage. Woo! Two of Australia's most prestigious Catholic schools have cautiously endorsed same-sex marriage in messages to parents, staff and students, directly rebuking recent statements from church leaders. While stopping short of advocating a yes vote, St. Ignatius College in Sydney and Xavier College in Melbourne appealed to Pope Francis' teachings on love, mercy, and non-judgment.